answers that it's not simply for the Torah that the Torah and Hashem created the whole world. It's for the reishis of the Torah. That which affects the Torah, the reishis, the main focal point of his life and the first thing of his day. For that, Hashem created the whole world. That a person should put the Torah, the first part of his life and the first part of his day. And what is that? A mashal to start your day the Torah way. Person who comes and sanctifies his day, he comes, the first thing he does of his day, he comes to hear something and start your day the Torah way. He's Mekayim the Shemayim Ba'aretz. That's no small thing. A person could organize his day a number of different ways. If this person does it the Torah way, starts his day the Torah way, I'm not sure that was the Kavanah, why they named it that name, start your day the Torah way. The Torah way is the way the Torah says to start your day, which is with Torah. The Torah way to start your day is with the Torah. So a person is able to Mekayim the Shemayim Ba'aretz. Sure. And usually a person who we understand people Mekayim the Shemayim Ba'aretz, we usually associate that with Talmidei Chachamim, they're learning the whole day and their whole life maybe. But here we see the Sfas Emes, it's not limited to that at least. Even the person is not talking about how much he learns. If he does it, the order that he does, it also makes all the difference in the world. So it's a tremendous chus for me. And Ashrei, the Tzibur that have the base medrash here, and the people that are involved in creating the shearing and making sure that they happen, and people that come, they are Mekayim the Shemayim Ba'aretz. In any case, I thought to speak today about something in Parshas Neach. At the end of the Parsha, it says, Yom v'layla lo yishboisu, which we learn out that a goy, which is Shabbos v'Shabbos, is chayav misa. He's not allowed to be shoyves. Yom v'layla lo yishboisu. They're supposed to be working. Then I thought to myself, why should I talk about a goy keeping Shabbos or be'isr when that's not nogeya halacha l'mais for all of us? Baruch Hashem. See, after the Shemaya, we're all yidden. Why talk about a goy when we can talk about halacha Shabbos, which is nogeya for us and befrat, especially that I have a koil now for 10 years called Teres Chaim. We learn the Shabbos Malachas one at a time. And I thought maybe I'd share with you some things that we've learned of late. Of late, I published a Sefer on Malavin. It's in the back table. If someone takes a copy, they can. Malavin. I looked back in the archives of the Torah Way about the different topics people spoke about in the past 5-6 years. I didn't see anyone talking about Malavin. So let's give it a little bit of a flavor of what maybe is involved in Malechus Malavin. Maybe we'll mchadish things to us or just refresh things to us. It's always good. I think most people, if you'd ask them, what is Malavin? I think the most common thing we find in Malavin, on our Shabbos, in and out, is washing. That's how people usually probably translate or associate the word Malavin. The Rambam actually says that the Av Malocha of Malavin, he says, is Malavin as a tzemer. You're whitening wool. And he says, Anachabes, as a begodim, is a tolda. So already from start, we see that it's not so poshet what we call Malavin and really what Malavin is. It's still a nisa deraisa. A tolda of a malocha is also a deraisa. But it's not the shpitz av that was really associated with the malocha. I'm not going to go into, there's lots of different shatim, what is called a Malavin and what is called a Machabes, how do you know when is the av and the tolda? I don't think it's for the scope of the shiur today, because we want to get more into the practical side of things. But just to whet the appetite a little bit, there's a lot there to investigate and to clarify. In Malavin itself, there's really three parts. You can break down washing, let's use the word washing in English as our definition in English to call Malavin or Mechabes. There's three parts of it. There's number one, there's soaking. You soak a beged, that's in itself an issur d'oraisa. And we take on, usually, even if it's a clean beged, completely clean, if you soak it, that's an issur, could be an issur d'oraisa. We take on a soaking is an issur d'oraisa. And then there's a second category, which is called rubbing or scrubbing. That's in itself, even if you hadn't done the soaking, if you just did the scrubbing, that's also an issur d'oraisa of mechabes. And there's a third category, which is what I will elaborate a little bit as Hashem now, is on schita. Even if you hadn't done the soaking, and you had not done the rubbing or scrubbing, but you did schita, that's also an issur d'oraisa of malavin. Now,
Sorry, the rubbing, is that even without water? Is that even dry rubbing?
It could, yes. If it's the derech to do it without water, so then it would also be a deraisa. We're going to be machmir in halacha. Now, within schita, which I wanted to squeeze, schita is going to translate in English as squeezing. Hopefully I'll be able to use the English word, I'm not used to it, but the squeezing, I want to elaborate on that today. In actuality, squeezing lends itself to really two malachas. So far I've been talking about malabim, but an actual schita, the action of schita, can actually fall under two different avos of malachas of Shabbos. If you squeeze a fruit, you're over the malacha of mefarek, which is really the av malacha of dash. But when you squeeze clothing, so then you're going to be over what I just spoke about before of malabe. Now, how do you know when someone's over dash, the schita of dash, and how do you know when you're over the isra of malabe? So the main difference between the two is by dash, when you squeeze a fruit, for example, you're interested in getting the result, the thing comes out, the juice. That's what they do with dash. They're trying to get the thing which is dislodged. You're trying to gain that in your hand. So if that's what you're trying to do, so then it falls into the category of dash. Now malabin, as we all know, if you ask your wife when you wash the clothes, are you interested in getting the dirty water? Is that what you're trying to show that in the vase on the table? For sure not. You're trying to get the clothes, the remaining product, the thing that you started with, that's what you're trying, that is what your result. So if that's what you're trying to do, so then you're in the category of malabin, not dash. Now there's also a difference between these two malachas, whether you're being dash or malabin. Dash is only deraisa from gidulei karka. You have a fruit, so then you have, it could be shayach to a dash deraisa if you squeeze it. However, clothing and malabin, you have no limitation to having to be gedulei karka. But therefore, the practical nafkamina of this is, if you have synthetic clothing, there is not going to be any patur of an issa deraisa if you squeeze it because it's synthetic. Because there's no limitation that malabin has to be gedulei karka. Also, another nafkamina is by dosh, if the thing you're squeezing goes to ibud, if you expose an arc, squeezed an orange, and the orange juice goes into the strain, so then in many cases there's for sure no is a deraisa because the ibud, because that's the whole malacha, trying to achieve the thing you're taking out. And in many cases there will not even be an issa derabanan, but sometimes there is. However, by malabin, since we discussed before, the idea of malabin is not to achieve the thing that comes out of it. So even if it goes to the ibud, there's still going to be shayach and issa deraisa. Practical example, I'm talking about schita now a little bit more in general, by dash, which I spoke about before, it does have this loophole that if it's not gedulei karka, it will not be a deraisa. A practical application of this, for example, is baby wipes. Now, from baby wipes, if you use a baby wipe and you're going to squeeze the liquid out of the baby wipe as you're cleaning the baby, now, you're not interested in the baby wipe. It's not like clothes, which you're squeezing and trying to get the clothes clean. The baby wipe at the end is going to be completely dirty. So you're not going to be falling under the category of malabin. It's going to be under the malacha of dash. You're squeezing the baby wipe because you want the juices to come out, because you want those liquids to be on the baby, which is going to enable you to clean the baby, ultimately. So therefore, this will be under the category of mefarek and dash. However, if the baby wipe is not gedulei karka, for example, it's made from synthetic materials, so it won't be an issa deraisa. It'll be an issa derabanan. I'm just highlighting this point because I think, as the Svarim bring down, many people are not aware of the fact that you're not allowed to use baby wipes on Shabbos to clean the baby if they're wet. If they're wet, and then you're trying to squeeze out, but mainly you're trying to squeeze out the liquids to clean the baby. Many people don't know this. And even if it's a synthetic baby wipe, it'll still be an issa derabanan. And if it happens to be a paper baby wipe, which is yes considered to be gedulei karka, it will be an issa deraisa. So
which part of the liquid are you trying to get out? I mean, you're not really trying to get the liquid out of the thing.
Well, you're benefiting by the fact when you have the, it's absorbed in the fibers, and as you squeeze it to the baby, it's squeezing itself out, the liquids, and then you're using those liquids at the same time to clean the baby. There are opinions that are makel from baby weight, but they're by far the minority. If you have the bulk of the poskim are saying that it's also Rafalk holds that it's a Doraisa, and because it's such a severe thing, we're talking about even if you have one posek like Rav Asher Weiss, he has svaras why he thinks it's a smutter. But still, since the bulk of the poskim are holding that it's a Nisa Doraisa, and the Chori we have a Suffolk Doraisa, the Chumra, the Tzipor at large, we do not use baby wipes.
So people take them out and leave them to dry out a bit before shower.
Right, that'd be different.
Would you put liquid on the baby and then use a dry cloth to clean the baby?
Right, yes. Oh. That's how you're supposed to clean the baby.
Yeah,
that's exactly
wipes,
like that.
Wet outside also, you're using the liquid which is
right
on the face of the.
That's once Father Rav Asher Weiss presents why he wants to say it's mutter. He claims that you're only using the outside. You go. He says also that he investigated it, but most people don't hold that way. They hold that there's at least some coming out of the inside. It's agav, but you want it, and therefore all you have to do is want a little bit of it, helping you a little bit, then you're ready. So,
one of the rabbonim who spoke here said that he was involved. He's getting involved in a production of a baby wipe that's good for Shabbos.
Right. I think they have baby wipes which supposedly have hechsherim on them. You can ask your local rabbi if you're someich on these hechsherim or not. I'm sure each one has to be analyzed by itself because each one's different. But at large, the way to clean the baby, we usually do is you spray the baby and use a tissue and just clean it up. And you're not trying to get anything out from inside the cloth itself. Now, getting back to it, the main thing which I speak about, which is the schita of malabin, a baby wipe is not malabin. You're not trying to clean the baby wipe, you're getting it dirty. It's mafarik. But the malabin element of schita that I want to talk about is not so clearly understood. What is the tikkun that you're trying to do through the schita? Let me clarify what I mean to say. I think the simple understanding, if I were to ask you gentlemen, what are you trying to do when you squeeze a beged, trying to get it clean? Why are you squeezing it? What is the tikkun you're trying to achieve? The pashat, for sure, the understanding is that the liquids inside the beged have a certain amount of dirt in them, albeit you already cleaned the beged. They have a certain amount of dirt in them, and as you squeeze it, you're getting out all the remaining dirty liquid which is inside the beged. So it's a pashat kibbutz. You're just continuing to clean. However, there's Rishonim and there's room to argue that that is not exactly what the Torah was mechayev you by doing a schit on a beged. The Avni Nezer, for example, he has a mahalech, he gets it from a Rashi, he claims that that's not the tikkun of a schit of malabim. He claims, his pshat is that the water itself, which is in any beged, it discolors the beged. Even if it be completely clean water. But by the way, the fact that beged is wet, it looks different than when it's dry. And a person doesn't like that look. And that is what the Torah is mechayev you when you squeeze that out, because by squeezing it out, you're getting it back to beged the way you want it to look. Now, I want to highlight the differences. I'm going to bring down four pshatim. So far I mentioned two. The pasha pshat is that you're getting up dirty water by squeezing it out and you're finishing off the cleaning. The second pshat I just said is an Avni Nezer. He claims it's just the water itself is affecting the look of the beged, even if it's not dirty. What would be, is there a commonality to, instead of squeezing it, if you have a wet beged and you would hang it up in the sun, does that share any commonality to malacha of malabi? Now, the kuliyama, it might not be a chiyuv because it's passive. The water getting dried in the sun is not really you. It's really a passive drying out. So it could be there's no chiyuv, but I'm just trying to highlight, does it haven't share any commonality at all to the malacha malabi? Now, according to the first pshat, which I said is the pasha pshat, you're taking out the dirty water, If you put a bag with dirty water in the sun, the dirtiness is not going to come out just because the water evaporates in the sun. So you did absolutely nothing. It has no commonality. It shares nothing with Malabe. Now, according to the Avi Nezer, and that's actually where he's coming from. He's coming from a Rashi, which he thinks is a Madaic, that holds this has a commonality to Malabim. He claims that putting something into the sun, albeit it might not be a chiyuv, because you didn't do anything actively, you just put it into the sun, and the sun dried it out. But he claims that since I'm getting the beg dry, that the beg is not looking wet anymore, because it's dry, so, but even if it's by the sun, so it has a commonality to Malabim. It could be it's not chayav because he didn't do it Maisin. The sun did it, not you. But he says, he claims that this has a commonality to Malabim. This is the second shot. The third shot, which is brought down, is a different idea. It's along the lines of Avni Nezer, but slightly different. The pshat it goes like this, that all of us agree, I think, that if you have a soaking wet jacket or shirt, or whatever it might be, you do not want to wear that. You would prefer to wear dry clothes. That's why we spend so much money on dryers, and now they break every 4 years, and we still buy another one, right? We want our clothes dry. We don't like to wear wet clothing. So the pshat of the Mishnah Samalabin, which is a recent sefer, claims that that is the tikkun of the shechita. You don't want to wear a wet beged. You want to wear a dry beged. So by way of squeezing it and drying it, so then you are achieving a tikkun to the beged that you're trying to get to. So that he wants to claim that is possibly the mechayev, the tikkun of drying the beged.
Which will help you for a beged that you wear. But what about a rag, for instance, that you use for cleaning?
Uh-huh.
There you want it to be wet.
Mm-hmm. Well, a rag, basically, fine. There you want it wet.
Yeah,
you want it wet, but not always. My wife dries our rags, so she washes them.
Yeah.
But you're not using
them. When you use them, you need them to be wet. Right?
Okay, so what?
You know, any schmutz, all that sort of thing. So therefore, there, you don't want it to dry out necessarily.
Okay.
You won't be able to clean your surface unless the rag is wet.
So you didn't do schita there, though?
Yeah.
When are you doing schita on your rag? You're not doing schita or yes doing schita?
Maybe you are.
So why? Because you want it wet. So why are you doing schita? Because if you're not doing schita, because you want it wet, if you're not doing schita, so then you're not over. And if you are doing schita, you're doing it for some reason. Could be you're right. You have a swara there that you're not interested in how the rag looks.
Mm-hmm.
That is true. You're not looking how it looks or... Yeah. It could be there's nafkiminis, other nafkiminis that you presented. It could be there's other nafkiminis as well. Let me put on the table now the fourth pshat. So far we have three pshat things. You're trying to get the dirty water. You're trying to take out the bad look of a wet beged. It just doesn't look nice. And the third pshat we just said now, it doesn't feel nice. And you're trying to make a beged fit to wear. Now the fourth pshat is not just a pshat, it's a Rambam. The Rambam says that like this. The Lashon is a soichet beged. Kidei, latzei samayim shaboi, harei ze mechaveis. And he goes on and put in lashon here, and he says, because it's the tzorech hakibus. The tzorech hakibus. Now, the Rambam's lashon is the tzorech hakibus. Schita of a beged is chayev, because it's the tzorech of kibus. Now, if this is really why I'm saying that push-up pshat might have sources that it's not the only pshat. All right, if you're just simply cleaning a beged by basically getting out their water, you don't have to explain away that why it's chayev because it's the tzorech of kibbutz. It is kibbutz. However you clean your clothes, you can step on it and you can rub it. If you're cleaning the clothes, you're doing kibbutz. You don't have to explain away your chayev because it's the tzorech kibbutz. What does the Rambam mean by this? The Rogachover in the Safnas Paneach goes so far to medayek this Rambam that he says that Soichet, according to the Rambam, is neither an Av nor a Toldo. It's a new thing. Your Chayev Doraisa, it's a new creation of the Rambam that there's a category of the Tzarech of the Malacha. And it's a tremendous Chiddush. Show me the Gemara. Where is the Gemara or some kind of a source that you can come from and say you can be Chayev on Shabbos? For neither being an Av nor a Toldo, Michayev Doraisa. The Rambam says it's because it's Tzarech Lemalacha. So again, if it's simply on the skillet that you're just taking out dirt, it should be an av, we're told. If it's a beged, it's a told. If it's in semer, it should be an av. But why don't we have an av or a told over here? Why is this a new category? So it's a bit mashma from this Rambam, like one of these other pshatim that we discussed. Because if it would be simple cleaning, it should just be cleaning. So it could lead credence to these other pshatim in the Rambam shita at least. We don't have this in all the Rishonim, but in the Rambam, it sounds like what's going on over here is not a tikkun of cleanliness. Because you don't have to explain away why it's chayav. It's cleaning, that's why. Why does it mean that it's tzarech kibbutz? So maybe it's the tzarech kibbutz because at the end of cleaning a beged fully, you squeeze it out naturally. Why do you do that? Well, maybe it's because you don't want to wear it wet. Or maybe it's because that it doesn't look good with the water inside, like these other two pshatim that I presented. It's not because you're doing a simple cleaning. And it could be that this is the rationale of these other pshatim. It will work good in the Rambam. I want to move on now. We have about 5 minutes left. Talk about briefly some cases, other cases that we have by Schita, to maybe make it more practical and maybe will help us out, Shabbos in and Shabbos out. Besides actually doing Schita, there's also sometimes a gezera. You're not allowed to do an action, perhaps it will lead to Schita. So there's, I'm not sure if it's, maybe we'll blame it on Manchester. I understand Manchester is a bad name that it rains a lot. So let's say, well, I won't say it about Dubai, London, but let's say someone lives in a place where it rains a lot, wherever it might be, and he has a raincoat, and he knows he's going to go out again, and he doesn't want to put it on soaking wet, the raincoat. So I'm talking about a raincoat now, which is basically a fibered raincoat that's made of material. Maybe it has a rubber inside lining, but the outside looks, you know, like a normal bag that a man would wear. So are you allowed to shake it out? So in the Shemir Shabbos, he makes a differentiation between two kinds of raincoats. If you have the one I just said now that's made of a material, so actually the water which is on the outside is really absorbed, even if it's only a little bit, a little depth. So he says you're allowed to shake it out lightly, not vigorously. If you shake it out vigorously, that could be like a schita, because you're by doing that shaking, you're forcing water which is really absorbed in to come out. However, if you're using what's today the modern day raincoat, which is fits perfect to your strimal, and it's made 100% plastic, and there's no fiber there at all, so there's really no absorption over there going on at all as well. So that kind of a thing, that setup is mutter to shaking vigorously. It's not shayach to schita because there's nothing absorbed. You can shake it as much as you want. He says this is like taking water off of a plastic plate. There's no schita over there. It's just on the outside surface, and you're removing it. There's no schita involved.
A raincoat on a hanger, it should dry just on that. You come back and your coat's wet. Can you put it on a hanger?
Why not?
So you shouldn't get creased, but
it's a normal thing to do. That's where you put your. If you can't hang it out onto the line outside on Shabbos, because it looks like you did kibbutz. But if you're putting it in the normal place where you hang your coat, whenever you come in, whether it would be raining or not, it's no problem.
In a place where you normally don't hang it. Excuse me? Let's say you hang it in a shower. Of course, you don't want it to drip off.
As long as it doesn't look like you washed it. The normal case that they talk about is putting the clothesline.
No,
don't do the radiator because you might even get the problems of bishul of the water inside, depending on how it is. Radiators can get hot. You can't mevashul the water inside the raincoat.
The sun. The sun. You spoke about this hanging where you smudge the sun before.
Yeah. What about bishul? Bishul b'cham. There's no bishul.
Oh. You were saying that's not
yeah.
Looks like you washed it.
Yeah, but I'm not saying to hang it out. I'm just saying if it does have a shayches to the kibbutz, to schita. There's another problem of looking like you did kibbutz. I didn't discuss that today. But did that share a malacha?
So someone was kibbutz. So this is just hanging.
This is just looking like you did kibbutz. Another problem that you have to. Get, you know, make sure you don't do
it.
Yeah, I think so. If it doesn't look like you did the laundry, yeah, the clothesline. Okay, another practical case of schita, gentlemen. Is it mutter to take what they call in Eretz Yisrael a squeegee, hand squeegee, which is a like a handle with a rubber thing, to remove the water off the counter of your marble counter or formica counter, whatever you have. That is said that it's not in the Maisa Schita. There's no absorption. It's just like moving it off the plate. You're not doing sochit over there. And all, likewise to the floor, that would also not be a schita, using one of these squeezy sticks. Sometimes there's a problem, is there's a massive amount of water that you're not allowed to wash the floor, and sometimes there's a gazera that it looks like you're washing the floor, even if the water got there by itself, and you're not trying to wash the floor. But if it's a great big area, it could be because there's the rabbanon, or the yashiv actually holds a sponge stick for the floor, is mukso, because it's dedicated to wash the floor, which is also to do on Shabbos.
Use a paper hanger or paper towel on the sink, and there's with a paper towel.
Right. You can use the paper towel, but that, I'm not going to talk about that now. Let's talk about it right now. There's another problem of Shema Yisroel that I mentioned before. You're not allowed to sop up a sopping wet water puddle with a beged, which you might come to soichi. Now, what do you mean you might come to soichi? You're only going to soichi something which is chaviv to you. If you're using a nice towel, which is not made for cleaning up spills, or a shirt, or things of the like, we're not made to clean up spills, a person doesn't want that item to be filled with water in it, then there's a gezeira shema yischit. You're allowed to use a rag, which is usually made for cleaning up spills, because you're not going to squeeze it, you're not makpid that this baggage should be wet, it's made to clean up spills. You're allowed to put it down and pick it up and make sure you don't squeeze it and then take it to wherever you want to do it. If it's completely sopping wet, it might turn into be muksa because you can't handle it without it doing schita. But in general, a baggage which is made to clean up spills, you're allowed to clean up spills. I think we're running out of time, but I don't want to go over. Just maybe two other things that someone has to be careful of is toothbrushes we don't use on Shabbos. Classic toothbrush, I hope we're not using them. There are some toothbrushes that are made that getting around the issues of Malacha Shabbos, that sometimes if they're miuchat for Shabbos,
why can't you use it?
Because there's a schita of you wanting the water to come out through the bristles. Why not wanting water? You put water in your toothbrush because you want to when you're brushing your teeth, you want the liquid to be on your teeth.
Rav
Moshe also has another chumrah. Even if you get around the schita problem, if it's an uv to the chol to use the same toothbrush that you had during the week, you have to have a special looking toothbrush, and they sell such things. Another thing that's just nogea, well, let's stop with this, is people at Tevel and Shabbos. There is sometimes, the Mishnah Berurah is, unless you're doing it the Tzarech Mitzvah, the other poskim say it's mutter, but he says, because of the problem of schita, unless you have a real reason to do it, for example, to become tahar, if you just don't have a kedushas to tosefes kedushi, he says not to, but if you, because of the problem of schita saros, when you're drying your hair. Thank you, gentlemen. Have a great day.
Yeah, I'm going to squeeze it.